The Bush administration is pushing to expand its power to arrest and lock up foreigners it suspects of terrorism. Immigration advocates say U.S. laws already grant broad powers to keep terrorists out of the country or to lock up those who make it to America. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
What U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft has made clear is that he wants to pursue immigrants suspected of facilitating acts of terrorism more aggressively. And he wants the authority to hold them without judicial review until the government can prove its case against them. This is exactly what the government is doing now, with at least 75 foreigners detained by the FBI in connection with last week's attacks. Ashcroft says the need to do these things is urgent.
We will not fail to use any tool. We will not fail to use any tool that can promote the apprehension, the disruption of the networks that caused these damages, and prevent a similar occurrence in the future.
And that's the slippery slope that we're on.
Jean Butterfield is with the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
The United States government already has some extraordinary powers to detain and deport and even to use secret evidence, for that matter, if they deem it necessary. We are facing extraordinary times, and I think we need some thoughtful, careful, cautious consideration of what new laws we might need. I think we have to be careful in those deliberations that we don't trample on the Constitution.
Under existing immigration law, the government can deny entry to any person the U.S. believes is engaged in terrorism. It has the power to detain and deport any immigrant engaged in criminal terrorist activity while he's here. And the government can do these things using secret evidence that the immigrant has no chance to rebut. Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas wrote some of these provisions as part of an overhaul of U.S. immigration law in 1996. He says, what's on the books now is not enough.
One reason for the tragedy that we just endured is, in fact, the relatively free access of foreign nationals to the United States. It's awfully easy to come into this country for the wrong reasons if you want to do that.
Smith says this country needs to act on two fronts. First, it must bolster the existing system, expand border security, conduct better surveillance, better background checks. Second, Smith says, the government may need to use new high-tech measures like biometric identification to track immigrants. It's not clear, though, how these or any other new measures would improve conditions on the ground. The fact is, there are fewer INS agents assigned to patrol and protect the interior of the United States today than there are police officers protecting the District of Columbia. As one lawmaker put it, the biggest mistake Congress could make now would be to pass a new law to make Americans think they're going to be safe. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.